Hi, I'm Claire Bash, and I'm talking to you about the 10 faces of trauma. And today I wanted to talk about hiding your gifts and being invisible. The awakened woman is really noticing her purpose, finding ways to have that affirmed in our life. It seems really helpful. It certainly has been for me to be listening to what am I here to do? And I know I'm here to talk about trauma and to help heal people, but I didn't really know that I was a healer. It took me some time to listen to that inside me because I'd been traumatized to hide myself. It was fearful for me to be speaking in public, to be my true self, to come from where my heart's desire. And I could see that as trauma. It took me a long time to begin to see that I'd been traumatized and shut down my authentic self. And this is why it's so hard to be visible. This is why it's so hard to be our authentic self. And so we hide our truth. Because in the past, speaking our truth meant we were in danger. So when we're looking from a personal trauma perspective, that danger was probably when we were a child in the context of our family experiences. So someone in your family, caregiver, someone with some power and authority that you'd had to keep close to you, told you something about yourself that you believed that is probably wrong. Maybe they told you would amount to nothing. Maybe they told you you couldn't say that, or you couldn't be like that. When your childhood spontaneous self wanted to do this, or wanted to be like that, maybe you weren't allowed to be a comedian. Maybe you weren't allowed to be vulnerable and cry. Maybe you weren't allowed to make a mess. All of these expressions of ourselves that get constricted shut down how we feel about being ourselves. And if that not allowing means it stops us from doing what we want to do because of fear, then when we're hiding our gifts, it's coming from a place of trauma. And the beauty of that is that you can heal trauma, you can get to the root cause. The root causes of why you've hide yourself. And it's hard. I know it's really hard for me to be visible. I used to feel fear. I would feel this shaking in my body as fear. And I've taken the time to get to know this fear and to see it within the context of a time in my life where I was afraid. And it's not because I'm no good. As an adult now, we get so lost and confused in all this. You know, when we can be our authentic self and listen to what feels right for us, what is it we're here to do? It's really beautiful and astounding. But so often, children aren't allowed to do that, particularly girls. It comes from our culture, it comes from the history of our parents' culture. And that comes down through transgenerational trauma. So often that seen and not heard Victorian idea, which is from several generations, is still impacting how children experience, particularly girls, experience life in this world. So when we hide our gifts and we want be who we want to be, and we're pulling the covers up. And keep doing that job that we hate. What's really going on? How can we re-listen to that spontaneous part in us that knows what we do want and what really lights us up? Because maybe we had experiences of doing that were shut down. And I'm calling that trauma. It's trauma because when we were shut down like that, we didn't process that experience. And it remains stuck in us. So maybe we wanted to be creative and use lots of colors, and we painted on the walls, and we were told off. As a 3-year-old, and maybe we don't even remember that, but we were told off, yeah, you can use paints, but paint within the lines. Don't draw on the walls or get it on the table. That's naughty. And mummy gets stressed because I only have to clean it off, and now you're not going to have paints anymore. And this whole stream of shutdown that stops us from being creative and spontaneous. That's trauma. Because that child who wants to just freely express themselves, and yeah, maybe getting it on the walls is not a good idea, but there's always a way around it. So that child that wants to be free and spontaneous gets molded and shut down. And so we disconnect from ourselves. And this is trauma. Trauma is that disconnect. We disconnect because it's not safe to be there. And it's not safe to be there because we've been threatened. So when mum gets stressed about paint getting on the table, we don't want to go there. We don't want to stress mum like that. We want to be our spontaneous self, but we can't because now mum's getting stressed about us being our spontaneous self, and we have to pay attention to mum because being connected and attuned to her keeps us safe. So we can get into this cycle where we get stuck and not really know why. And it's when you have the courage to start to listen to those parts of us that were shut down and listen to what's underneath that what lights you up. And it maybe only lights you up in private for a bit. And then you start to find a community around you, a tribe of people who say, yeah, do it. But you still feel shy, afraid. And then you can work with that shy and afraid because you've got the support out there of your sisters going, yeah, shine your light. We really love that about you. And then it can begin to be a dialogue that you have, that you're supported. And it's different from when you were your child and you got in trouble for expressing yourself. So listen to what lights you up and have that dialogue inside you. And help those parts of you that are shutting you down relearn that it's okay to feel safe. It's okay to be that spontaneous, lit up, childlike, playful you, because that's what we want in this world. We want that light and love that comes from you being your authentic self.